podcast, Interimals Running from the Reaper Edition. Please welcome our skinny host, Kevin Gwynn.
Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of the Extra Mile Podcast, Unnumbered Edition. Sorry for that editing issue that we had at the beginning of this show, but the thought struck me that very shortly I'll be taking over some more podcasts, and the voice talent for the podcast is probably going to be in no mood to record an intro for this new podcast. So I was approached by someone else who evidently does a lot of public speaking and is, I guess, maybe expecting to be unemployed in the next year or so. Wants to dabble a little bit in public speaking and doing voiceovers. So what you heard was the tape he sent me. So we'll see. Anyway, so I apologize for that piece. So welcome to Monday, September the 12th, or as the portly podcasters from the biggest podcast loser contest like to call it, Weigh In Monday, the day of reckoning. You may have heard already from the two losing members of that contest how things are going, but I thought I'd record a very short episode here and tell you my perspective on the facts. Well, to make a long story short, Nigel from Running from the Reaper podcast somehow managed to lose almost 5 pounds in the last week. A pretty amazing stat, but certainly not scary to me at all. Mostly because of some other statistics that I was able to find on the internet lately. And I think we all know if it's on the internet, it's a fact. So let's talk about some of those interesting facts. Probably you're already aware that some 72% of people surveyed who had lost a significant amount of weight in the last year and done it at a very quick pace put that weight right back on in a 6-month period. So Nigel's methods certainly will not win him this contest and pretty much assure him to be right back in his size husky jeans in the short term. The other interesting stat I thought I would quote is that some 97% of all British podcasters cheat on their weight loss statistics. So those two statistics combined ease my mind quite a bit with this contest. I was able to lose, about 3.5 pounds. Steady wins the race. That's all I gotta say. And by the way, when I go on diets, the one thing that I usually do that helps more than anything besides watching what I eat is up my mileage and try to get into that fat burning zone for a lot longer period. I wasn't able to do that last week. In fact, my weekly mileage, as far as my running goes, dropped from about 40 miles to 25 miles. And I was still able to show some pretty amazing results. So I guess what I'm saying is I still haven't even played my trump card. No problems. And lastly, bringing up the rear of the statistics in this contest, the big, fat, wide rear, by the way, is our buddy Steve Runner from the Intervals podcast. Steve managed to lose a whopping 1 pound in the past week for this contest, which I thought was pretty coincidental, because 1 pound happens to be the exact weight I could lose by changing the blade in my razor and shaving a little bit closer. And although Steve put some sort of a spin on this and says he's got his metabolism stoked, I think eventually he's gonna have to wake up to reality. And from my perspective, the sensible and certainly manly thing to do would be for him to simply give up and quit this contest today and then head back to the kitchen where he belongs. Anyway, that's the update. Nigel is in the lead. I'm at a close second, and then somewhere back there is Steve. I will post some audio updates that those two have published as well in the show notes today, if for no other reason than, like myself, I think y'all could use a good laugh as well. So check those out. I am busy editing episode 9 of the Extra Mile Podcast, Galloway Edition. So those of you who listen to that show should expect that very shortly. And not too long after that, I'm also quite a ways through putting together episode 88 of the Extra Mile Podcast with some really, really good submissions this episode. So those of you who subscribe to that, and obviously you must or you wouldn't be hearing this one, should expect somewhere within the next week to 10 days. Today's the 12th, I think I said that. You should expect episode 88 to be posted as well. So, more updates about my plans for podcast world domination as